This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. Our guest for today's program is Bradshaw Call. Bradshaw is with Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville. Well, Bradshaw is with us to talk about this week's production over at the Parkway Playhouse and some other things. Bradshaw, it's all yours.
We wanted to let folks know that Fiddler on the Roof is opening tomorrow at 7:30 over at the Playhouse. There is a new showtime this year at 7:30 instead of 8 o'clock as it has been for the past few years. 7:30 is just to get you out a little bit earlier so that you can get home before it's too late. But it is 7:30 this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then there'll be a 2:30 matinee on Sunday, July 1st, and the show continues next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, again at 7:30. Fiddler on the Roof is one of the classic musicals about Tevye, the Jewish dairyman, and his family, his five daughters, and their small town of Anatevka in Russia during the turn of the century. A lot of unrest, a lot of persecution. It's one of those musicals that the storyline's a little bit sad, but you just can't help feeling energized and feeling a positive outlook from the story. It's a play about community and tradition and family and belonging, and I think that that's a universal message. I think that audiences will love seeing this classic story and seeing a lot of familiar faces on the stage. We have Bruce Shavala, who is a Parkway regular, Paula McWhorter Buck, who is a regular. We have Armand Wessel on stage this year as the rabbi. Roberta Whiteside returns to the Playhouse stage as Fruma Sarah, the butcher's dear departed wife, who comes back and with the help of Tevye and his imagination, comes back to give the family a valuable message. The show is directed by producing artistic director at the Playhouse, Andrew Gall, and music direction is Tim Babb, and our choreography is Julie Gillum, and that's a special group right there, that little triumvirate. This is the third show, the third big musical I've done with them, and the third big musical they've done together, and it's really a very talented, very powerful team, and they've put together a really, really great show. We also have dance spectaculars, Laura Curtis and Tadayoshi Littleton in the show. Some returning favorites from last season, Megan Kipp, who was in Music Man with me. She played the lovely librarian Marion, and Strother Stingley, who played Marcellus last year and did a wonderful Shapoopy. They're both returning as members of the cast. I wanted to make sure I mentioned my other four daughters. Megan plays my daughter Hoddle. The other four girls, Garen Piercy, Amy Bonner, are both newcomers this year to the Playhouse. Garen is from Swannanoa, and Amy is from over at Mars Hill. And then my other two daughters are played by locals, Myra McCurry and Michaela Murphy, being Tevye and playing the father to these five wonderful girls, and my wonderful wife, played by Nancy Roth. It's been an experience being the papa of this family of girls. The music is something that you know, a lot of folks know and remember. I know that Sunrise Sunset is pretty much a standard at a lot of weddings. The songs are beautiful. The show is an amazing tale of strength and also faith. You know, Tevye goes through a lot and never really loses his faith in God and in his religion. So we invite everyone to come out, come sit in the new seats, and we'll see you at Fiddler on the Roof. The best way to get tickets is to call the box office. That number is 682-4285. Again, show times are 7:30 June 28th through the 30th, and 2:30 on Sunday, July 1st, and again 7:30 July 5th through the 7th. We look forward to seeing you there. We're saving a seat for you.
Thank you, Bradshaw Call with the Parkway Playhouse. For a close-up, I'm Steve Murphy.